Hello.
Oh, yes, hello. May I speak to Mary?
Yes, this is Mary.
Hey, Mary, this is David Barker from Nuremberg Racing. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
So I just got your message. So I thought I should just give you a call and clear up the things.
Okay, yeah, now that I've got the website, I can go in and look at it, but how will I, you know, can I go in and...
No, Mary. As I have told you before, the website, it is just for the notability and the accountability of the author, of the person who owns the website. You don't have to post anything over there, and neither anybody can post over your website. Although you can just update your your bio, your updates regarding your books, if you're regarding any promotions, anything, any posts, you can update anything that is already on the website, and you can add more content. Like in future, if you're going to launch another book, you're going to write another book, you can just do the pre and post marketing of your book over that website, and you can sell your website you can sell your book on the website. Like the current book is live, and if anyone wants to buy it, they can just click on the link and it will direct them to the Amazon.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
I
all.
See that, but I thought, you know, I go in and view it, and it's like, okay, now it's there. How's it going to benefit me, and who's going to know it's there?
It's just for the notability and the accountability of you. Like, it is for anyone who has done anything like that. Let's suppose that you have write a book. If there's someone who is, let's say, a sports person, so they can just build up their website for the notability and the accountability, showing up all their stats over there, all their achievements, lifetime achievements. So the website is only for accountability of the person.
Yeah.
You understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sounds to me like I just
turned
up pressured in doing something I have no excuse for.
So it is just for the notability and your accountability. You can just tell anyone to go on your website, like it's Mary Creek Johnson. They just have to look up for Mary Creek Johnson, and they're able to read about you. Read about your book, and they can even go. They can even buy the book from the website.
Yes, I see that.
That's
okay,
it's
so
about.
It's just out there. It's well. All right.
All right, Mary, and I also have to ask you one
now,
more thing.
Also,
yeah, please go ahead.
I got a receipt for $500 for, you know, where I paid for the domain and
the hosting and the domain.
Okay. Now, this is supposed to be for a lifetime. This is not, and that I'm not. I wouldn't have to go back and keep paying for the hosting and stuff.
Nope, you don't have to pay.
I don't
again.
Have any.
Yeah, that's what
I don't have anything that substantiates that. All I have is a receipt that said I paid for it, but I don't have anything telling you what that, you know, that it is paid, you know, for a lifetime.
Yeah, let me tell you that I have also cleared it before you bought it. So the domain and hosting are two separate things which will be required to get the website live for the public. And you have paid the half amount for $500, and the remaining $500 are remaining for the lifetime domain and hosting.
$499
is done, and $499 is remaining. And then you don't have to pay anything to anyone for the rest of the life. It will be, the website is going to be live
Okay. I would like to have something, you know, that substantiates that when you send a receipt, you know, that it what it's for, that it is lifetime, that I don't, you know, so in the future I won't have
lifetime?
To. No, I didn't see that. It just said $500.
All right, just a minute, let me open it up. Mary, it does say it's hosting and domain lifetime.
Oh, it said lifetime. Well, I overlooked it then.
Yep, it is written that hosting and domain lifetime, and the remaining amount of $499 has been charged, and $500 is remaining.
Well,
you charged me
$500. It was supposed to be $499, but
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
all right.
You already charged me $500.
All right, then we are going to charge $499 this time. And I just want to confirm that. Should we charge the amount? Because as you have said, to charge it next month, and it's the 8th of February.
Yes.
All right, then. I'll ask the finance team to charge the amount, and I will share the paid receipt with you. Okay?
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary. Thank you for your time. Take care of yourself.
Uh-huh.
Good day.
Thank you, and you too.